for your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 29th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. If it was not bad enough that Amy's Wicked Slush in Healdsburg closed last year, now the building that housed the superstar of slushes burned down on Tuesday night. The location across from Memorial Beach was fully engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived, but they were able to contain the blaze. No one was injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The business, along with the now charred ruins of the building, are still for sale. At their February 20th meeting, the Bellevue Union School District Board voted to not terminate 30 positions from its district in Santa Rosa, but instead said they would gather more information on the financial and educational impacts that cuts would make. Last night, they came back with the results, a unanimous vote to terminate 20 staff positions to help cover a $950,000 shortfall. The city of Santa Rosa is conducting its first school safety pilot study. This project is on Steel Lane from Myers Drive to Roe Drive in front of Steel Lane Elementary School. The pilot study will road diet Steel Lane from March 18th through March 24th, meaning that one lane of traffic will be removed for 6 weeks. The lane of traffic to be removed is the right westbound lane. A survey on the study will be open from May 1st through May 24th to collect feedback from residents on their experience traveling through the corridor during the pilot project. In sports, the Warriors take on the New York Knicks today at 4:30. And your forecast today, plan on rain and wind, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain continues to be likely, wind still gusting to 20 miles an hour, lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, rain with the possibility of thunderstorms, occasionally heavy at times, wind gusting to 25 miles an hour, about the same on Saturday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Pacific Coast Air Museum is fun for everyone to visit. It's a family-friendly, easily accessible, open-air museum right at the Sonoma County Airport, with over 35 historic aircraft on display and indoor exhibits, too. Bring your friends and family when they come to visit. There are lots of special events for kids and adults year-round, and the gift shop has a nice variety of aviation-themed gifts. The next time you need a venue for a party, reunion, meeting, or any type of event, remember, PCAM is available for all kinds of gatherings. You can set up under the Butler hangar or mix and mingle among the aircraft. Either way, it will be a truly unique and memorable experience. Plenty of room for active children, docent-led tours are available, and there's a flight simulator available every Friday through Sunday. The Pacific Coast Air Museum is more than a museum. It's also a really cool place to hold your event. Find out more online at PacificCoastAirMuseum.org. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
102.7
Here we go on a Thursday morning. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Got a bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. Cheap Tricks on the way. Also got Queen, Spandau Ballet. The Police are on the way, as well as Billy Idol, Duran Duran, and Whitney Houston. And we're going to rewind the year 1983 as well. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Won't you come see about me? You know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts. Giving me everything inside and out. And love.
the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down, down, down. Will you recognize me, call my name or walk on by? Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down. My feeling will win in the end. I won't harm you or touch your defenses. Vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together.
102.7 The Wolf.
Time to get a look at the commute as you make your way in on this Thursday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
A very quiet start this morning. Hi, everyone. This report sponsored by PreventWildfireCA.org. Just the way we like it. Uneventful. Northbound 101 rolling well between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. That's an easy 16-minute ride. Southbound 101, your early bird Marin commute, off to a great start with no delays into the Narrows right now. And getting past 37 and down the hill toward the Civic Center. 25 minutes from Petaluma to Central San Rafael. Getting to the Golden Gate, just a 38-minute drive. Why fight fire with fire? California is proactive. Prescribed fire helps prevent larger wildfires, keeping forests healthier and communities safer. Learn more at PreventWildfireCA.org. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Thank you. Slashed and torn.
Sally Ride becomes America's first female astronaut aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger. There's pandemonium in stores over Cabbage Patch Kids, the toy fad of the decade. In Sonoma County, a furious rainstorm in January causes flooding and subsequent road closures, power outages, and mudslides. Residents from Guerneville to Petaluma voluntarily evacuate their homes before water levels rise too high to leave. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1983.
come back again.
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 29th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. One of the companies that applied for but was denied a permit to open a cannabis dispensary in Healdsburg is crying foul and suing the city. Mercy Wellness claims Healdsburg's process was flawed and wants the city to have a do-over in reviewing and granting permits. Eight companies in total applied for one of two permits the city was allowing. Jane Dispensary and Soulful were awarded the two permits after a months-long review process. A familiar Sonoma County face will take over as interim director of the Napa County Farm Bureau following the death of its previous director in January. Tawny Tesconi previously spent 29 years in fair management, including the Sonoma County Fair, along with running the Sonoma County Farm Bureau and the 4th District Agricultural Association. The interim move brings her out of retirement. She says she will be there to help and mentor the new director once they are hired. You may have seen some of the 40 or so protesters gathered in Santa Rosa's Courthouse Square yesterday, carrying signs calling for improved school safety. The group, Safe Campus Alliance, organized the rally ahead of tomorrow's anniversary of a stabbing death on the campus of Montgomery High School. The group is also focusing on recalling two Santa Rosa School Board members who oppose police school resource officers returning to campus, Omar Medina and Allegra De La Cruz. In sports, the Warriors take on the New York Knicks today at 4:30. And your forecast, today plan on rain and wind with highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain is likely, wind will be gusty, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain with the possibility of strong thunderstorms, wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. High should be in the 50s, same on Saturday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old